Good afternoon, good afternoon. You're listening to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and this is a show all about you, a call-in show. What we're going to talk about today are ways of, well, I guess what I want to talk about is we've all listened to, watched, or heard of, or heard The Secret, and What the Bleep, and we, for a long, long time, those of us who are on the metaphysical run, have learned about affirmations, about creating our reality, and so on. But there's a great deal of talk these days about, like, why does The Secret make creating our reality so simple? And a lot of us don't really find that the results are that simple. So I want to take you through, well, I don't. My guides are talking about taking you through some exercises. I'm working with my guides and my angels, a coalescence of consciousness and beings, and they teach me and will work with you about how to clear that which impedes your creating of your reality. We're going to do some energy exercises together. We're going to do energy exercises that protect your space, that give you power and strength as you go in the world, that absolutely enhance your ability to create your reality in ways of clearing out the dross, the leftover from past experiences, which clutters us all up, because we're vibrational vehicles of light. We all are. And what we download is a whole bunch of reality that we get out of experience. We put into our bodies lots of beliefs, lots of limitations, all in the form of vibration. So my guides call this work energy counseling, and we're going to do some energy work and some energy clearing today between 4 and 5. And I hope you're going to call in and ask your questions, but I won't give the numbers until we do our first energy exercise. And what I learned a long time ago was always, always, before we start anything, let's all wrap ourselves in light. Wrap ourselves in light. And let's call in the presence of our guides and angels. And that knowing, that relationship of Mother, Father, God, Creator, Spirit, that just fills the room with light. And when we've got that going, we're a little bit buffered because you and I are a herd animal. And what it is a vibrational herd. Like horses, we take on each other's frequencies, and we also live in kind of a soup of frequencies. And when we wrap ourselves in light, we give ourselves the opportunity of being kind of in a really nice cocoon of higher frequency energy. We can do this consciously. And when you're in that cocoon, if we're working out some reactive energy from your past, in order to give you more freedom and more creative power, then other people don't feel what was in your past. Otherwise, we might take each other's past on, because that's the way human consciousness, in many ways, has stayed the same for a long time. The same is a bit restrictive, has stayed similar and has moved slowly for a long time. Since recorded history, there have been people teaching that to separate yourself from the energy fields of the mass consciousness is a great way to become authentic. And I won't go into all those teachings. But today, the universal energy and the energy on our planet are moving faster and faster. And we ourselves want to move our energy faster and faster. And we have that help. I mean, it's all around us. And we can enhance the rate at which we move our own energy fields and become more and more evolved. By doing a lot of clearing, by doing a lot of energy protection, they're not just protection, but by designing and creating the energy fields around our body mind, we keep doing that and we can evolve faster and faster. I love the line, change the energy, change your reality. So let's talk about you a little later and see what kind of energy you're changing or what kind of energy you need to change. I'm an intuitive, and when you call in, you get your mini readings. And I'd like you to call in with specific focuses, specific concepts that you're trying to work on to change. And then what we'll do with the guides and angels and with the people at home, we'll move your energy as well so that you're freer to create and you know exactly what we're talking about. Well, I hope you're all comfortable and settled in nice chairs because we're going to do an energy creation meditation the guides taught that will help you enhance your own manifestations, your own creations. Are you ready? I'd like you all to take a deep, deep breath. Remember, we already wrapped ourselves in light. Now take a deep breath. And now another one. And now the guides are all around us. I can feel them. You can see them. And now let's call our attention to about a mile and a half above our heads and see there a brilliant golden ball. And now drop your attention to about 10 feet below the base of your spine and see there another golden ball. Now connect the two golden balls with a filament of light. It's white and gold and really, really bright. White light, gold light, very, very bright. And as it runs through your head and into your spine and so on, you often will feel it. You'll feel the presence of this filament of light. And now all around your body, around the level of your waist, today they're showing just a little lower than the waist, create, perhaps at an 8-foot radius from your body, create a series of golden balls. And that series of golden balls goes in a very striking, blinding way around your body. You can see it. It's beautiful. And now from the upper ball, a mile and a half above your head, down to the series of golden balls, drop a myriad of raging pink and white light strings and filaments, threads of pink and white light, very, very bright. Now you feel yourself in a kind of a canopy pointing upwardly. And now do the same thing from the series of golden balls to the lower ball, a whole bunch of very, very bright pink strings. And now you're in a wonderfully bright, pink, radiant canopy pointing upwardly and one pointing downwardly, and you're in a structure. Feel the presence of this structure around your body. How does your body feel when you feel it? To me, it's a bit sparky. What do you feel like? We'll talk about that when you call in. And now inside of that structure, an etheric crystal ball. And it's going to touch the edges, the inner edges of your structure, and go up around your head. There's a beautiful crystal ball, and you're inside of it. Now, how does that feel? The energy of the crystal ball is more feminine, more womb-like. Feel yourself in that. And now deep within that, there you are, and we're going to create a double tetrahedron, and you're inside of this, and that's a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, so that you're actually in a diamond shape. And whilst you're in it, I want you to spin and spin and spin. Some people get really dizzy while they're spinning in the double tetrahedron. Spin and spin, and as you're spinning and spinning, see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, I want you to create little movies of what it is you're trying to create. Which part of your reality are you enhancing, designing, creating? Let's see those little movies across your screen. My own are many. I have all kinds of people to pray for. I see them on the screen. Sometimes I spin them in a tetrahedron. See yourself, seeing yourself healed, forgiven, beautiful, loved, whatever it is you want. Create, create. Create your intentions on this wonderful magic screen while you're spinning. And there in the presence of your guides and angels. There you are. I'd like a tax refund too. I'm putting on my magic screen. I look forward to finding out what you put on yours. Might take a few minutes to do that when you're on your own. And bring your attention back into center. And is your tetrahedron still spinning? sometimes mine is and sometimes it isn't. Today it is, and I can feel the spinning even out to the edges of my arms and hands. Can you? Now, it's so interesting. We're going to do another structure before the end of the show if I don't forget. Sometimes I forget. But what I want to talk about is so many people have been discussing creating your reality and how sometimes it just doesn't work. It's funny. Once when I was single, I used to laugh and say, I don't like doing housework. So next time I get married, I'm going to marry Big Wally, the wall washer, who was an ad at the time. Lo and behold, I was married and everything was fine, but I noticed he liked to clean every time he was wound up or when things got too much at work. And I went, oh my gosh, I did. I married Big Wally, the wall washer. And I laughed because so many affirmations don't seem to work as quickly. Some of them are just like magic. You just barely say something and lo and behold, there you are. But other ones, it seems like we're our intentions, our affirmations, our personal designs seem to drag their feet, don't they? So what I'd like us to do today is do some affirmative exercises. So let's see. Let's take an affirmation. I have, let's use a money one since most people are putting some form of money affirmation there. I want you to just relax and repeat an affirmation after me or say one of your own about wanting money or wanting to create money. So I have a very large, regular supply of money. I might put a number on it. I'll say $300,000 a year with grace, with ease, without effort, and doing joyful things that I love. All right, now I'm saying that. I love it. My body's going, whoa, we like this one. Now, what I want you to do is drop inside your body. You know, be the little imp that can travel through your own body. Drop yourself way down inside and pay attention to what's happening in your body. You can change with the affirmation. I'll just give you the one I made up, which is, I create, or this money flows to me, $350,000 a year flows to me easily and effortlessly. Not if I had the same number twice, but don't worry about it. Now I drop into my body and feel. And what's happening in your body? Now, I see some of you get a restriction in your body when you say that kind of thing. Notice you get kind of a density or a restriction in your body, perhaps around your chest. The area of the chest talks about courage. It talks about love. It talks about expansion. It talks about inspiration. Some of you get it in the belly area, which is your houses your unconscious, subconscious, karma, everyone else's influence, and sometimes that isn't necessarily enhancing or expanding for us, is it? I want you to drop in. Well, what was that? I want you to drop into your body and really feel where it is. Yes. And really exaggerate it.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Oh, hi, Veronica?
Yeah.
This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki, you're on the air, but I'm not finished my exercise yet.
Oh, okay, I'll wait.
Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Thank you. So I want you to go through your body and notice where you get your contractions. That means the parts of you that get tight and held back. And pay a lot of attention to it. And as you sit with the contracted area, as you simply sit with it, watch what happens. See, what it does is it shows you a program you have that's working against what you're affirming. So if I'm affirming $350,000 a year, there's a part of me gripping and going, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm holding back. And as a vibrational vehicle of light, that creates a limitation on the outcome, on the creative adventure that I'm on, doesn't it? But if you focus on it and just sit in there and stay with it, it might start, in my case, it's starting to shake. Vibrations are moving down my legs into my feet. Vibrations are moving upwardly in my body. What's happening in yours? Just stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it and pay attention. If it's in your head or if it's in your neck, consciousness itself, it's in your throat, expression, if it's in your heart, your love, your courage, your stomach, it's in your power. Maybe it's in six or eight places. I want you to pay a lot of attention. And now just swish yourself out with light. switch yourself out with light. If you have time, stay with that contraction all day if it has to be. But very often it'll dissipate of its own accord. Or you can command total release of it or swish it out of your body with light. Or, and this is sometimes fun, ask your angels to take it. Because you're like a computer and this is a program that works against you. All right, now we have a caller. You did good work, and now we're going to talk to our caller. Hey, Vicki, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's the weather down there?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's perfect up here, too.
Yeah, really nice day. I came upon something recently that gave me body chills about doing. It's called voice profiling.
Oh, okay.
How do you see that being for me?
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's a...
What do you think, I'm a psychic or something?
Sorry about that. It's a program you learn. It's a program this woman developed where you can speak in your voice. This program detects what nutrients your body needs.
Excellent. Is it a computer program?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I think we saw it at one point, didn't we?
Say that again?
I think we saw it. My partner and I one time saw it at a chiropractor's place.
Oh, yeah. Very possible, yeah. She seems to be working with a lot of doctors. And
well, you know, I think it's really wonderful for you. And, you know, I don't know what her program is, but I do know this, that when you listen to someone's voice, you can tell a lot about what they're missing emotionally as well and what they're missing in terms of transformation, like where they're locked down, where they're held back. And so
yeah, I think
on.
The body tends to be holographic, where everything shows up in, you know, iridology and in your muscles, you know, all your stuff. If you can see it or hear it or read it, it seems to show up in all parts of your body, I think.
Are you hoping to do it as a
yes
therapy or for yourself, or are you going to train in it?
Oh, I actually would like to train in it.
Yeah, she looks like she's a really powerful woman and very, very kind.
Yeah, she began, apparently, her name is Sherry Edwards, and she began by...
Well, I know who she is, sure.
Yeah, I think she's starting a program on BBS. She began because she could hear trees and herbs and things. She thought there was something wrong with her.
And didn't she have a sick son, or that's Nicole LeBlanc, right?
Say that, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
Didn't she is my volume really low today?
It just sounds a little muffled to me. No, I can hear you, it's just a little muffled.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
Probably my phone.
I thought that she had started also because of a troubled child or something of that ilk.
I don't know. I was listening to the herb lady, and that's where I came upon her. When I was hiking, I could hardly get off the mountain fast enough to go to the website.
Wow.
My body just had all sorts of chill reactions to wanting to do it.
Yeah, she's done some stunning work of absolutely... She made sound healing. She really cracked into it and really opened the doors for many.
Yeah, you
it's
know, and
an amazing woman.
And it's cool because you can do it over the computer. You know, you don't have to be in person with the people.
Yeah, I think it's very good for you. It's only going to be one thing, though. You're going to move from that one into something else. So,
oh, really?
So you know, life is like that. It's the Allemande left, right?
Yeah, and even if I don't do it professionally, just to have the program around to do it for yourself, you know, you just tap in every day to see what your body needs just by your voice.
I think that's wonderful.
I think that sounds pretty cool, yeah.
So have you done any yet?
No, I haven't bought it yet. I just came upon it like 2 days ago, and I'm going to order it.
Yeah. Excellent. So I expect you to call in and let us know how it's going.
I will. You can apparently you can take the course over the computer, or you can teach yourself. You see me probably doing both.
Are you still gardening?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how much time you can spend at the computer without being a little bit frustrated.
Oh, I like the computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm seeing is you need to split your time with outside because sometimes it drains you.
Oh, yeah, I definitely need a little dirt after I sit in front of it for a while.
Go roll in the dirt. That's the horse's feet, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for your call, Vicki, and
thanks.
I'll be looking forward to hearing how it goes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Gee, that was really exciting. So Sherry Edwards is going to be on BBS Radio. Join the rest of us. What a family it is here on BBS. It's a great radio station. Thank you for listening. And for those of you who are in the U.S. and are just so excited to call in and tell us something about your transformation, about the energies you're moving through, we're at 877-876-5227. And for our fellow Canadians, because I'm Canadian, but I'm living in the States now, you call in from 888-810-8322. And for anywhere else in the universe, I gather, it's 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. We have a guest here. She's from another continent, my goodness, a fellow healer who's joining us. And we all sat together and made some intentions about this show, the first one being, let's all have fun. So if you got some fun ideas about transformation, call in. I'm having fun just being here with you today. We have some other ones. We also wanted a caller who was an alien. I think we might have had that a few minutes ago. What do you think, Bob? I don't mean Vicky. I mean there was this very strange sound that happened just after the show started, and I went, oh, this is our intention coming true. But we were hoping for something a little more specific. So what are your intentions as you listen to this show? Now, let's see. Did you get any feedback in your body from that affirmation? I'd like us to do one more affirmation. And I'd also like feedback from you about your structures and how you're doing with manifesting your structures. So let's do another affirmation. Another affirmation that's really common is, I want to find true love. I have a partner who is true love, and people phone me and they go, oh, golly, I've been doing this for 12 years, I've been doing it for 5 years, and I'm just not meeting anybody. Well, you can rest assured that deep down in your body, mind, and energetically, you have some kind of resistance, or you have some expectation that partnership is dangerous for you, or that you'll lose your freedom, which is still dangerous, isn't it? So let's go in and let's make an affirmation about love. If you're in a very loving partnership already, change it somewhat. Maybe have a loving relationship with your child, with your mother, with your father, someone who needs healing or whatever. So let's do one together. We'll say a simple one. I have a wonderful, wonderful relationship with someone who loves me deeply, and I love him or her deeply, and we have a growing a permanent relationship where we just continue to grow and love each other and support each other and la la la, whatever other details you want to put in there. And what happens in your body when you say that? My affirmation is, I have a wonderful, long-term, loving relationship. What happens in your body? Drop into your body like a little imp. Go into your body and notice where there are contractions. And notice where there's any expansions. How do you feel? Now, that's interesting. Now I'm watching various people out there. You're not calling in, so I'm calling out, right? All right, now take a look. Somebody's got a huge, kind of a dark patch all around the throat, and it goes down into the clavicle. That's really interesting. Somebody else is just dizzy, getting kind of a headache. One more time, I have a wonderful relationship. This is an affirmation, and we're playing an energy game looking for your resistance, things that impede your manifesting of your reality. So let's exaggerate where you find your contraction. Somebody else has got it in your legs. I think it's a woman, yeah. You have it in your legs as if a full-bore relationship would just totally wipe out your sense of security. It's interesting, isn't it? And the one at the throat is, I wouldn't be able to manifest my own voice, my own expansion, or something of that ilk. I mean, everything's got I can say these things, but everything's got maybe a slight shift to it. Somebody else is just dizzy, and in the head, in the back of the head, it's all kind of tight. Somebody else has got a gastrointestinal burping thing going on as a result of saying that. What does that tell us? It tells us that your subconscious and your power issues and your heart issue are all working together to kind of stir things up and make up a pudding of, like, holy mackerel, I might not be safe here, or something's gone on that isn't working for me. Whatever the feeling is that has come up, and there are more than that, somebody else has got it right in the soles of their feet. What's happening with you? Are you doing the exercise with us? Call in and let us know what's happening with you, and we'll tell you what we think is blocking in your soul journey. You can argue with me. I don't care so much if I'm right. I care if we can get something moved and you can have what it is you want to create on this amazing planet of ours. So let's exaggerate where you get these contractions, because they're stopping your manifestation. Exaggerate it, exaggerate it, exaggerate it, and now command total release of that now. Total release. I laugh at somebody out there, and there's actually several of you doing this. It's almost like your body hollows out and your bottom end sticks out a little bit, so your body's in a sideways V. It's like you hold back from that community relationship, that exchange, that really amazing intimacy that you could have with your partner. You just hold back from it. It's like, oh, I might get stung here. Now exaggerate it again, and let's command total release of that reaction now. Total release. No, you're not quite released yet. So let's swish ourselves out with light. Swish yourself out with light. I call it the light gargle. Swish yourself out with light. Let yourself exaggerate where those morsels of contraction sit in your body. Let yourself exaggerate. I want to feel the whole thing, I say. Come on, I want to feel the whole thing. And now rinse it out with golden light. That's it. And now notice that when you do, your body has a different center. It's funny. It's like it just feels centered a little differently. And you know what? Your frequencies, your aura and so on also changes when you do that. And then, you know, when your aura changes and when your radiance changes, guess what? When you meet people, they feel your connectability. They feel your radiance and how loving you are and how willing you are to get to know them and to connect. So if your affirmations, your intentions, your creative visualizations are not happening as rapidly as you want, drop into your body and see what's impeding them. Let's see now. I think that we'll do one that's not necessarily an affirmation, but we all know that the universe is speeding up energetically. The subtle energies, the frequencies are moving much faster. It kind of gives reality more rapid plasticity, meaning we're reshaping it and reformatting things consciously as we get lighter and lighter in our fields and our frequency. And I often mention this great cosmic soup, or this great, actually it's not cosmic, the great soup of human consciousness that goes around the earth. It's like a great kind of a cloud, and it's where our thoughts and feelings, everything that we breathe in, and we put out our thoughts and feelings, and there's this like common human consciousness that we all share. And sometimes it's really difficult to be authentic, because we're breathing and thinking this stuff, which we think is maybe our own, but really it's a collective. And I've been working with Jackie Silvitti and her team and guides, and she does her own version of this kind of work. It's different, but in any case, here's the overlap part. Is one of the things that happens, and she's been talking about shame, for example, we've been calling up and feeling the imprint of shame as it runs through our lives and through our body. And she built it up for 5 weeks. She took a lot of time to focus on the various ways we get shame. It can be, you know, we have body shame, we have sexual shame, we have shame that we inherited, shame that comes in from our reaction, our comparative nature to our expectations and what we've experienced in our past. Shame comes from a lot of things. We're born with it. So as we call it up and we feel it, we'll do a bit of this right now. I don't want to get as far as she does or we'll all be lambasted. This stuff is really heavy, and if you get carried away, you can feel really weighed down for a while it clears. But the point of my story is that when we call it up and pay attention to it, we notice that it limits a lot of what we're doing. But you call it up, feel it, and pay attention to it, and then you clear it. What happens is we're actually clearing a whole kind of a layer of that human consciousness sludge or stew or soup or whatever we want to call it. We're actually pulling up and moving out of our adherence to or our belonging to that layer of human consciousness. It's kind of, even as I say it, I go, I don't want to go too far into shame because it's just too complicated for us to bring it up and release it. But I am saying this, that as the speed up goes on, and as you recognize in yourself, oh dear, I'm feeling ashamed, I'm feeling embarrassed or whatever, wrap yourself in light. I forgot to say that. wrap yourself in light and call it up and feel it and then command total release of it. And you're doing your job to actually change the huge, massive social consciousness. Because as we pick up frequency and we pick up speed inside, so does it. And when it does, then we're not as, how would I put it, we're not so limited as we live. Right now, we're still coming out of being incredibly limited. We know we only live so long. We know that, we used to know that, my parents were always, this way or that way. We know that abuse was passed on and passed on, and people just lived out what happened to them. We're learning now that we can extricate ourselves from those energies and actually move on. And again, then we're much more capable of reaching into the plasticity of human consciousness and creating a reality. And that reality can actually be a win-win. So now I did something with you that was a little bit heavy. So let's right now include an exercise that's uplifting. So let's feel in our body mind. Wrap yourselves in light again. And let's feel in our body mind emotional self joyful energy. Alright? I want you to feel joyful energy. Call it up and imagine something fun that you love to do that gives you, working in your garden, seeing flowers, going dancing, standing by a beautiful fountain, watching the sunset, something that brings joy into your world. And feel it flood through your body. Can you feel that? Because when you do a clearing of something like shame, and then you follow it, and the clearing may not have been 100% thorough, that doesn't matter so much, it's just staying on top of this stuff that rolls through. And then you follow it with a very uplifting feeling. We move more swiftly. We can teach ourselves to shift the frequencies consciously and start reaching for a much more expanded, a much more joyous, a much more loving reality. Now, how does that feel? Can you feel joy flooding your body? And ask to feel it moving into your head, into your feet. What does it feel like? Take some and pass it on. So what I'm saying is that consciously you can fill yourself with these various energies at will, and that's really going to enhance the way you create your reality. Now let's see, what's another one that we want to do? I would like to do another kind of exercise, because the thing about the structures, when you do the structures, you can go into the world and it can be a lot of turmoil, because as the energies change and lift, and as Mother Earth releases through earthquakes and storms and all the rest of it, there's a lot of turmoil, isn't there? And some things are not so good right now, but we're not going to belabor that section of things. If we want to catch the wave, if we want to move with the higher frequency energies, we want to do a lot of things to actually keep us from engaging in the turmoil and running the turmoil through our body-mind. My recommendation is we do clearing. My guides always say it's like 90% of life or 95% of life is about clearing. The more you clear, the more you can steer your ship to be what it is you truly want to be. So let's talk about another way, and many of you will already know this, another way to protect yourself, another way to define the kind of energy you want to use going into the world. And that's reaching the seven directions. I'm copying this routine from Barbara Hand Clow, who wrote a lot of the Pleiadian, she wrote the Pleiadian Agenda, and this one is The Alchemy of Nine Dimensions. It's a wonderful book that talks about the many dimensions, the different dimensions of consciousness on our planet. But what she says, very similarly to how the structures work, what she says is, as you call in your relationship to the spirits from the seven directions, you can walk on the planet with some kind of, centering, with some safety, with a conscious surrounding of higher frequency energies. So let's do that one together. And I recommend that when you get up in the morning and start your day, a lot of you start with meditation and so on, bring in an energy structure or some form of energy to design the ambiance with which you enter, because that helps you be a contributor too. That's one of my favorite parts of it. If you create the energy space around you, you are a contributor, even if you walk into a room that's full of turmoil. Oh, no, you're not contributing turmoil, but you are a contributor. You go in and you help ease the pressure, the tension, and help center people and yourself, and really create an ambiance as you arrive. So now let's do the seven directions. Ideally, what you're going to do is stand, and I'm not going to stand here because I'll mess up my microphone and so on, but I'm facing the east. You want to start facing the east. And as you move into facing the east, just a sec now, I just have to get to the, okay. The energies coming to you from the east are spirits who come to offer you creative guidance for the day. And I've learned that the great intuitive spirits come from the east. So you face the east, standing, and breathe deeply, and call forth the spirits of the east. Now, it's the whole feeling aspect of this stuff is very, very important. So when you call in the spirits of the East, feel it before you change direction, okay? So we call in the spirits of the East. Excellent. You turn around half a circle. And you call in the transformative force, the transformative spirits of the West. And now face the South. And you call in the warmth, the love, the nurturing force of the spirits of the South. Remember, stay there so you feel them. And now turn another half circle facing the North. And you call in the ancient wisdom. Call in the ancient wisdom of the North that helped you seek the more challenging outcomes for your day. I think of the North spirits as being ones that hold wisdom since time began, and the ones from the East being the wisdom that's more like in the moment right now. I don't know if that's right, but that fills me to feel that full range each day. Now drop down, and you're going to face the earth. You're going to put your hands on the earth, and you're going to squat down and ask to be in sync with Mother Earth Spirit. Ask to be in attunement with Mother Earth Spirit and all her bounty, because we lose track of her, don't we? Now stand tall and raise your arm up into the sky, and we ask the Father Sky to meet Mother Earth in you and to meet with all the spirits, which makes everything possible. Now cross both hands on your heart and ask that your heart be brought into your experience today. And now you're in kind of an interesting cocoon of energies, and you're in an interesting relationship with the spirits of the world. And I feel how similar it is to the structures. Now, unless we have callers, I'll probably do another structure at the end to give us that practice. But I really do like doing these seven directions too, and each day when I go out for a walk, I do them just before I start walking. Now, when you're doing that, can you feel it in your body, mind? Can you feel it all around you? Can you, Bob? Can you, Vicky? All right. I can, actually. I can really feel the presence. And you know, when it's gone, you notice. If you spend some time in the day, then you check, you'll notice if you have stepped out of, if you've released your energies. And it's a really good idea to reinstall them. Now we're going to do another energy releasing exercise. As I say, it's like 95% of the job is release, 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 release. Because we run around, we're actually so programmed with responses, and we don't even notice it. So just becoming conscious and really building up our habitual release of whatever old programs we have will really help us to clarify. I'll give you the numbers one more time, and then I'll do the releasing. We're going to release defensiveness next. The numbers in the U.S. are 877-876-5227. If you're calling in from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. I will repeat those. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. 5227. From Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And for those of you who are just dying to call in from anywhere else in the world, it's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Now, let's wrap ourselves in light. And let's call up all the energy of defensiveness. We're very defensive. Now, defensiveness is very funny because I notice when I'm talking, this can be me, okay, but I'll talk about other people because it's easier to see it externally, isn't it? Even though we're all one, everything we see on the outside, we should go inside and at least identify it in ourselves and, again, do some releasing. That's such a good way to heal. It keeps you pretty busy all day, too, and sometimes it's a little tiring. However, let's call up again all the defensiveness, and I notice that sometimes you go to tell somebody something simple like, I'm going to be on the radio, and people feel defensive-like. So why are you telling me? Why are you boasting? Or, you know, that's kind of a simplistic example. But when we're defensive, we actually don't hear each other, do we? We actually don't hear what the real motivation is. We hear how we feel or how insecure we feel and how defended we are. So sometimes when we're really defensive, A, B, we don't even know it, we miss a whole lot of life because we're busy kind of keeping, I suppose it's a control thing. It's something that we learned how to do to keep ourselves safe from one another. And you know, we talked about the structures and we talked about the seven directions. Now we talk about releasing defense. And when you release your defense, you're actually releasing that which contracts a lot of our radiant frequencies. And then we let our love out, and our love is a much more powerful protector than our defensiveness is. And both the structures and the seven directions will help create a powerful energy around us that actually protects us. So we don't really need so much defense. And the other thing is when we're not defensive, our brains and our responses are much clearer and we can really hear other people and when they're vulnerable and when they're, you know, hurting instead of taking it in as needing to protect ourselves. So let's exaggerate all the energy of defense one more time. I think this is the third time I've said it. And I see somebody out there whose whole belly area went kind of a dark brown and got kind of, that's inside, that's where the etheric light is supposed to be orange. Okay? And take a look at your body and also take a feel for your body. Where is it you're really tense? Or where is it you're really contracted when we call up defense? I see somebody with a really, really tight neck with it. Someone else's knees are really, really sore. You got to pay attention. One time I discovered something very strange is in my skull. On the bottom, on the left side of my skull, I get this pain sometimes. It feels like somebody's poking a finger into my brain. And it's really uncomfortable. And I discovered by having a dream about it that actually that funny pain comes up whenever I'm having a relationship issue that I'm not aware of. So through the years, I've really gotten to pay attention, and my body discomforts is telling me, oh, heavens, here you have, talking to this person, you've got a really deep relationship issue, and it's likely I'll be saying, oh, no, I couldn't have, there's nothing here. But usually it wills out, it starts showing. So I'm trying to remind us all to pay attention to where you're holding defense in your body, because the more you learn about your discomforts and what you filed there, the easier it is to be clear and to create a whole new world for yourself. Let's see who else. Okay, somebody else has got it right along the upper part of the back, moving down into the spine. And I would say that one, that you look like you have a lot of grief. You're holding your body together. And somehow you think if you make your chest a bit concave and you put it all on your back and shoulders, then you will be safe. So it's a defensive posture, isn't it? You might want to take a look in the mirror if you're not sitting here with a microphone and a headset on and see what happens when you call up defense. All right? So now we're going to bring in our guides and angels. This is another tool that I didn't talk about. Let's bring in our guides and angels and ask for help as we command total release of the defensive energy now. Total release. And you can quite often feel it sloughing off your body like a snake skin, or you can feel it kind of dissipating and moving out of your body. I noticed with a couple of you that it moves, and it moves to other parts. So you know what the ticket is there? You just drop into the other parts. Maybe it's your ankles. If it's in your ankles, you can rest assured you have some hidden abuse issues that you haven't dealt with yet, or maybe you didn't even know you had them. Somebody else gets it in the eyes. Right in behind your eyes, they start knocking and feeling kind of hot, a little bit burning. Somebody else is getting it in the jaw and the ears. And when that happens, pay attention. Just follow it. Wherever it goes, follow it. I want to command total release of my energy now. I want to find total release from this defensive energy now. There it goes. And then if it goes to your ears and you do that and you focus on your ears, it'll move again. Then at the very end, once again, we bring in a golden light. I call it the light gargle, and you swish golden light through your body, paying a special attention to those places that were made denser and more contracted because of your defensive energy. And what does that feel like? Swish your body out with light. Good. And now let's take the violet flame and use that wonderful, precious tool from Saint Germain and the Ascended Beings. Let's use the violet flame. See the violet flame burning, burning, turning, and burning. And move it up through the soles of your feet, into your feet until your toes tingle. And the violet flame burns and turns and burns and turns up through your legs. Yeah, right through the calves are where we hold childhood pictures, and it burns and burns up through your calves. And apparently the lower part of the legs are where we are related to our earth selves. The upper part of the legs are where we're related to our spirit selves. And the knees hold us together, and they become the joint that holds those two things together. And oftentimes we stuff fears in there, vulnerabilities in there. We got lots of filing cabinets, file folders where we put our fears, but knees are really a big deal. So we swish our legs with a violet flame and have the violet flame move through the belly, through the genital area and the belly, turning and turning and burning and turning and burning and burning. Good. I can see it moving through some of you. Move it up into the solar plexus. Sometimes it feels worse when you first start, and now it burns and burns and transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings and reactions, moves into your chest, fills your lungs, which have karmic grief in them, and the violet flame burns and burns your lungs, fills your chest, burns through your chest, and moves into your shoulders, where you hold responsibilities, and moves down your arms, burning and burning, and how you give and receive love, you're giving it a chance to burn into a higher level. Burn up the old and let the new create, and have the violet flame burn into your fingers till they tingle. Shoot back up your arms and up into your shoulders and into your throat. And into your throat, where you synthesize your wisdom out of everything you've ever experienced through your art, dancing, singing, yodeling, anything that you do that synthesizes your experience in life and creates your will and the will of God to make the juice of wisdom. And move the violet flame up through your head and have it sit in the middle of your brain right now. Have the violet flame burn and burn in the middle of your brain, and then stretch and expand out to the edge of your brain and move up through the top of your head. I always think this is like a good facelift, this one. Shoot it up through the top of your head. And now you've cleared out, hopefully you've cleared out a lot of the defensive energies. Oh boy, we're almost done and nobody's called in, so I think what we'll do, first of all, I'm going to look and see who needs a bit of a reading out there. Somebody's got a lot of anguish, and I notice it's very interesting about your anguish. I can see it. Your body, your bone structure is really, really stiff. Now, this is important because there in your bone structure, you're holding your anguish. You'd be better to write about it, cry about it, scream, dance about it. But I suspect the person I'm seeing can't dance because the bone structure is too stiffened by the way you're holding your anguish. And it even shows in your eyes. So let's everybody join me as we send that person Let's send the violet flame. Why not? We're already working with it. Let's send the violet flame out to this being whose anguish is kind of restricting the mobility in your bones, in your body structure, and keeping you somewhat off center. And let's send the violet flame through your body until it goes all the way through the body, burning and burning. It's burning up old thoughts and feelings that create this tension, that create this defiance against life. It's not burning you. It's not burning what your essence wants to create. The essence in your being is longing to be very creative, bring your gifts out, and transform all the leftover stuff so your wisdom's right at hand, isn't it? Now wrap this person in light. So let's create one final structure before we all say goodbye. And above your head, see a golden ball about a mile and a half above your head. And below your spine, about 10 feet, another golden ball. And then you run a filament of light from the upper ball to the lower ball. And it runs right through your body and feel it there. And around your waist, about 8 feet in radius from your body, a series of golden balls that create a circle. And from the upper ball to the series of golden balls, drop many, many radiant streams of pink. So that you have a canopy there. And do the same from the circle of balls to the lower ball. Radiant pink strings till you're in a structure that's radiant pink. Mine seems to always have gold and white. What does yours have? Because you'll get other drifting colors coming through or radiances. Now notice how you feel when you're in this structure. And now inside the structure, create an etheric crystal ball. You should be able to feel a shift in frequencies in this crystal ball. And deep inside of that is a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. When the two come together around you, they're diamond shaped. And now in this double tetrahedron, there you sit. And now we spin it, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning, and as you do, in front of you, there's a magic screen. And on that screen, you focus and create your intentions, the dreams that you wish to create, the realities that you wish to participate in, that book you want to write, the shows you want to create, the clothes you want to design, the house you want to build, the people you want to help, the laughter, the roller coaster rides, the radio show you want to call into next week. Have fun. Take a few minutes. You remember the fellow who, Dispenza, Joe Dispenza, says in What the Bleep, every morning I take some time to create my day. And this is the tool I'm using now that the guides taught me. It's a wonderful, lively, colorful, moving structure, and when you use this, A, you enhance the rate of your creations, and also you protect yourself, and as I said earlier, you become a contributor in the world. So we're almost done now. How do you feel? Come back to center. Are you still spinning? I want to suggest that you tune in at 8 o'clock on Thursday night with Jackie and her crew, and they're working on the shadow. I wanted to talk about the shadow today, but I thought we'll take our lessons from them first. And I'm there just as Jackie's support. She's teaching about the shadow. I suggest you tune in. It's really had a huge impact on several of us so far, bringing out the issues that reveal the way our shadow has held our gifts for all our lives. It's really dynamic as well. This kind of work is very dynamic work. If you don't just listen, you kind of shake, rattle, and roll as you listen, and so is hers. And I sure look forward to talking to you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And I would love it if 4 o'clock West Coast time. And I'd love it if you'd call or email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. Tell me what you learned from the structures, what you learned from our little processes today, what it is you would like to hear on Radiance by Design, because you and I are vibrational vehicles of light, and we can learn to radiate consciously in a holy miracle. When we do that, boy, we really contribute to the world by being able to uplift, inspire, create, and bless pretty much any place that we go to. Your life will change, and so will mine. So many blessings. I'll see you next week.